Let's pray.
God, thank you for these lives you've given us, for our bodies, the strength we have, for our minds and the ability to think and plan. Lord, for all of us, we give you thanks. And I pray, Lord, that as we talk this morning, you would be speaking to us about how we might offer our thanks, offer our love, offer our abilities back to you. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're in a series of messages on various aspects of stewardship. You don't have it? Okay. Well, we put it in. It's gone. That's okay. By the way, look all the way at the bottom. But we've talked over the last weeks about stewardship and stewarding our world. We talked about stewarding the other relationships that God has given us. We talked last week about stewarding our own bodies. How do we live so that our bodies, our physical bodies, honor God? And today, oh, there it is. We want to talk about stewarding our relationship with the Lord Himself. How do we do that? What does it encompass? What's the challenge of the Scriptures for us in this vein? And the Scripture that we're going to read is from Mark chapter 12. It's a familiar passage, both from the Old and the New Testament. Obviously, we're going to read from the Old, but you'll hear the, we'll read from the New, but you'll hear the Old embedded in it. So Mark tells us that one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," Jesus answered, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Now, 2 weeks ago, we looked at that second part of the great commandment. And this week, we're going to look at the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. If you're from a Jewish background, those words would be incredibly familiar. Called the Shema, it is probably the most important prayer in the Jewish life. Prayed daily by most Jews. And it calls them, as it calls us, as Jesus translated it from the old to the new, it calls us to love God with all our heart. And that's my little representation. On the Jewish sense of things, the heart was the seat of spiritual understanding. It was also kind of that sense of an inner being. It was the place of our feelings like we have, you know. We're to love God with that inner sense of love and devotion to the one who saved us. How do you translate that into your life? What does it mean for you to love God with that whole of your inner being, your life? But the Old Testament text and Jesus referring to it doesn't stop only with that whole idea of we love God with our emotions, with our inner being. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And the soul, again, is kind of a sense of feeling. It's a sense of emotion. It's a sense of desire. See, in the Hebrew world, these aren't clear-cut categories. They overlap each other. And we'll understand why in just a moment. But it's that sense of that thing that is in us, our lifeblood, that we are to love God with our whole lifeblood. How do you translate that into actual living? You know, what does that mean when you walk around on Saturday afternoon or Tuesday morning as you're driving or taking the train to work, as you're planning for a vacation or you're studying in school? What does it mean to love God with your whole being, your feelings, your emotions? But it doesn't stop there. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And there we really get that one. It's what we would assume. It's our thoughts. It's our imagination. It's our intelligence. It's our power to think, to create. And the word to the Old Testament people and the New Testament people is to love God with this incredible organ we have called a mind. Do you put your mind to loving God? Do you ever spend time thinking deeply about God and His love for you? About how you can return love back to God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, your muscles. I obviously knew I was going to preach this text, and so I'm sitting there watching these kids climbing on roofs, lugging around cement bags. You know, those cement bags had to move from the pallet to the little, you know, igloos that you make in order to mix them by hand. If you've never mixed cement by hand, it's a chore. It takes an incredible amount of strength to be turning it over and turning it over and mixing in the sand and turning it over. Our strength, our muscles. How do you put your muscles to work loving God? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. It's not simply compartmentalized. It's not saying, I use this part of my life today and this part of my life right now. But it's the sense of the whole. It's all of us. That's how the Jewish mind would understand that kind of a phrase. When Hebrew poetry talks about, you know, God is with us in the morning and evening, it doesn't simply mean God's there in the morning when we get up and God's there in the evening when we get down. Hebrew parallelism like that really means everything encompassed between the two. And you hear that in this verse. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Basically, love God with all of you. That's what God is asking of us. So how do you do that? How do you express to God the affections of your heart in that aspect? How do you show God that inner, you know, inner love you have for Him? How do you use your mind to love God? How do you use your body, your strength, the gifts and abilities you have to love God? Jesus summed up the Old Testament law saying we are to love God with all. And notice the repetition of that word. All heart, all soul, all mind, all strength. The God who saved us. We had a lot of songs about that this morning. We had a lot of songs this morning about giving our all to Jesus. They weren't by mistake. They were by design. Because that's what God asks of us, commands of us. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. How tightly are you connected to your God? How well are you connecting with your God? We're going to steward our lives. We have to take time now and then and assess our love for God. How are you doing? I can only make those assessments for me. You're the only one that can look into your own life and hold the mirror of this very short verse up and ask yourself, how am I doing? Where could I improve? Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. The teacher of the law asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. That's a challenge for each and every one of us. And it's a challenge I lay before you right now. Let's pray. Lord God, occasionally people will ask, why do we have a time of confession each Sunday gathering? Kind of implicit in that question is it's a bit of a downer, God. And Lord, as I stand here this morning and I hear this call to love you with all heart and all soul and all mind and all strength, and then to love my neighbor as myself, I am reminded why we offer that time each week to lay our faults and failures before you. Lord, I pray that during our service, during the communion celebration, during the offertory, during the closing song, and in the background of our mind during coffee hour and wherever we might go the remainder of this day, I pray that this verse would be chewing in the background of our life, calling us to offer more of our heart and soul and mind and strength to you. Because, Lord God, you are worthy of our full devotion. You are worthy of our all. Through Jesus, who gave his all that we might be forgiven, redeemed, restored, and renewed, I pray. Amen.